Well, what do you make of the Christmas story? Can it still bring hope to the world? Hope enables us to engage with life. Someone once said, it's as important to us as water is to a fish, as vital as electricity is to a light bulb, as essential as air is to a jumbo jet. Hope is our emotional engine. When we hear bad news or are surrounded by challenging circumstances, our hope takes a hit. Conversely, when we can see the way ahead, our hope grows. If we take away hope, our world is reduced to something between depression and despair. Hope answers the question, why bother? And I believe that the greatest hope for humanity is rooted in the Christmas story. These days, everybody is constantly on the lookout for conspiracy theories, fake news and scams. And this year, we have experienced social poverty, loneliness and isolation like nothing ever before. For most of us, our hope has taken a hit. A vaccine offers us hope for a better 2021. But what if something bigger than our social freedom could be found in the Christmas story right here and right now? What if the Christmas story could release us to experience what Mary celebrated, being showered in God's good love? What if the Christmas story could flood us with life-changing, lifelong hope and transform our lives? You see, that first Christmas, something happened that stirred compassion in a businessman who needed to make his own way in the hard-nosed, commercially competitive hospitality sector, as he felt compelled to offer Mary and Joseph somewhere to stay. That first Christmas, something happened that stirred faith in a decent, upstanding, God-fearing, law-abiding young man who didn't need any scandals attached to his name as he stood by his fiancée, based on a dream. That first Christmas, something happened that released a sense of adventure in a group of men on the margins of society who saw something about the baby, and they just knew that their lives would never be the same. That first Christmas, something happened that released worship in the hearts of some clever thinking, highly educated, scientific minded Brian Coxes of the Eastern world as they recognized Jesus to be a king. That first Christmas birthed hope because Jesus brought heaven to earth. You see, God sees our struggles. He sees the darkness around us. He sees our failures and our fears. And he sent Jesus so that we could be confident that he understands. You see, God feels the pain of separation and the isolation from those he loves, which comes about when we sin. And he sent Jesus so that our relationship with him could be restored. God longs to shower his love on us so that we might live loved. And that love comes in the form of his son. Mary said yes. Joseph trusted. Shepherds explored. Wise men journeyed. And the innkeeper observed. This year, might your response to the love of God be yes, you are welcome here? Might your response to the call of God be, I trust you with my life? Might your response to the invitation of God be, I'll follow you wherever that leads. Or maybe your response to the Christmas story is, I don't know what to make of it, but I just want to know more. You know, we're running an Alpha course in the new year, which gives us an opportunity to explore God and life and faith. It would be a good place to start if you're wondering, can the Christmas story still bring hope to your world?